All right, and we're back. So Melanie, tell me about haikus.
Okay, so I guess this is also kind of embarrassing. I like this singer, Matt Nathanson, and
is that the embarrassing part?
No. Well, I mean, maybe some people might think it is. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I like Matt Nathanson, and he has a new album out called Modern Love. And so for Valentine's Day, he did this haiku contest on his Facebook. And it was like basically sort of as like a way to like, you know, remind people of his album, I guess, and to just do something kind of fun. So he asked people to submit haikus about modern love. And it wasn't really clear if he meant about his album or about the idea of modern love or whatever.
Sure.
But, so he gave an example on his Facebook, and it was something like, let's stay in tonight, feed each other sexy things, pizza bagel bites. And so I sort of took that as the kind of haiku that he might be looking for. Something kind of funny, has a little bit of a turn at the end in the third line.
Right.
And so I submitted 5.
Okay.
And I think there were about 850 total replies. And not all of those included haikus. And so this contest was on Tuesday on Valentine's Day. And he said he was going to announce the winner by the end of the week, but he still hasn't yet, so I'm still holding out hope that I've won. But the grand prize is a Scrabble board. It's like just a Scrabble board, but he'll also read your haiku in a video and then send you an autographed copy of the album, which is pretty cool. Mostly, I just entered to win, not because I really necessarily care that much about the prizes.
Sure.
So, like I said, I entered 5. And they're not so much about modern love, so I'm not really sure that they really have a chance of winning. But they do have the correct syllable count, which I cannot say for about at least half of the entries.
Well, I mean, that's sort of the defining characteristic of a haiku, right?
Yeah, 3 lines, and the usual haiku is 5-7-5.
Well, okay, you say the usual haiku. Is there an unusual haiku?
Well, so I don't know a lot about this because I'm not a poet and haven't studied haikus very much, but I do believe that there are alternate forms of the haiku, which have different syllable counts. But the one everybody knows is 5-7-5.
Right.
And usually they also have something to do with nature, but obviously in this case that's not probably a prerequisite. So,
I guess probably traditionally they were in Japanese as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the haikus that were submitted did not have the right syllable count, so I thought, oh, well, those will just be disqualified. And then I've got 5 out of 400, you know.
Right.
And then other haikus were like, this is the embarrassing thing, how judgmental I am about this. other haikus were like really abstract and used a lot of cliches, or they were about how sexy Matt Nathanson is, or they just used his song titles as like the lines of the haiku. Like, they weren't trying to say anything, they were just using his song titles.
So they were really just sort of pandering.
Yeah, exactly. And I like to think that Matt Nathanson would not choose any of those kinds of haikus, because I think he has a little bit better artistic sensibility than that. And also, if he's going to have to read the winning haiku, he'd look like a total douchebag to be like, oh, Matt Nathanson is so hot, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, I feel like my chances are decent, but I thought I would maybe share a few of them with you guys.
Okay.
So, sorry. So I'll share the first one I submitted on behalf of Josh. And, He and some friends came up with this a few years ago, so if they're listening, they might recognize it. And so it goes like this. I saw fish make love. Some have more than one partner. It was beautiful.
Okay.
So that's the first one. And then I submitted the next three of these. Bug outside my door. You wanted to come in, but lost your leg and died. It has been 3 weeks since I've shaved my legs for you. Happy Valentine's. And then this last one. Why can't we be friends? You know I didn't mean to give you syphilis. And I realized after I submitted them that they're not super lovely. Like, they're not, like,
right.
Like really romantic.
Yeah, they're not really romantic in the traditional sense or really in the sort of, like, new sincerity sense.
Right. But I think they're funny, so... all I can say is if any of the other haikus I described win over any of mine, I will be upset.
All right. I'm sorry. I have to apologize for my dog. I'm sure he's coming through on the microphones. Give me a second. We'll pick this right back up.
Okay.
So you submitted these haikus, in the hopes that you're going to win, an autographed Scrabble board.
Well, a Scrabble board and an autographed album.
Oh, so it's just, like a shrimp racked Scrabble board.
I assume so. I think he enjoys playing Scrabble, so it's just kind of like sharing something he enjoys as a prize.
Well, I mean, would it be more valuable to you if this was a board that he's actually used?
I mean, that would be cool, I guess. Yeah.
Like, what if in his video, if he sort of spelled out your haiku with Scrabble pieces?
That would be pretty cool.
And then gave you the board with those pieces.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat, I guess.
But he hasn't decided on a winner yet.
No, he posted something I think yesterday saying that they were going through all of their responses and would make their decision soon. So
I mean, do you have an example of sort of a bad one that somebody submitted?
I could probably pull one up if you'll give me a minute.
Sure.
While I'm pulling this up, though, I thought it might be kind of cool if people called in or emailed in with some haikus, because I noticed that as soon as I started posting about this haiku contest to my friends on Facebook or telling them about it, that instantly everybody sort of like wanted to write haikus.
Right.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm guilty of this as well. I think I posted 3 haikus, which... I don't want to spend the time to go look them up. but basically, they were all sort of self-referential or meta in a way.
Right.
Which really sort of ruined the rest of my night because I started thinking only in haikus and only in self-referential haikus.
Right.
So thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
but I do like your suggestion. For people to call in and read us their haikus or tell us their haikus. Do you have a particular subject in mind, or can it just be about anything?
I think they could just be about anything, but obviously I think the haikus are better when they're funny. So that could be like maybe just the primary requirement.
Sure. And if it's not funny, we'll just make fun of you.
Yeah.
So please call in.
let's see. So here's one. And I feel kind of bad reading this, but I doubt that this person listens to our podcast. So.
Well, you don't have to read their name. It could just be anonymous.
Okay. So this one goes, liquid melody oozing berries from my bows tickles my body. And I'm not really sure, like, what, how berries are oozed from a, like, a Bose sound system.
Was that what it, Bose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was like B-O-U-G-H-S, like of a tree.
Oh, like or, that.
Or like a bow and arrow.
I was thinking like B-A-U, like my bow.
Yeah, well, that makes a little more sense, I guess.
Yeah, and that person submitted that one 3 times that I can see.
Oh, that's...
like the same one 3 times.
Huh.
Somebody else posted, this isn't a haiku, but they posted for President's Day, perhaps just a contest to see who actually knows what a haiku is. Because lots of these people, obviously, like I said, don't really know.
Don't know what a haiku
count
is.
Count syllables. Yeah. Here's one. Feeling passion, dear. My weakness for your body sets my heart afire. Oh, wait, no, this person submitted 2. So the other one is tremble, breathless, blush. Fantasize, pleasure, delight, desire your love.
So basically so, just a list of words.
Yeah, and there were commas between pretty much all of this. So some of them are just like, oh, like they did count syllables, but they didn't actually try to like make any sense.
Right. So, I mean, despite the fact that we just discussed that your entries really aren't that romantic.
Right.
Do you think that you might have an edge over these people based on the fact that at least yours sort of makes sense? They tell a story. They're an actual haiku.
Yeah.
You might win on technical merit.
Yeah, I mean, I figure most of these he should just weed out very quickly. So... you know, so that reduces the pool of entries that I'm competing against, so. Here's one. What?
I was going to say, have you sent him a message, sort of, asking him if he's going to weed out the bad ones?
Well, in his message about choosing the winner, he did say something about, congratulating people on their syllable-specific haikus, so... maybe he picked up on it, but I don't know if he's using that as criteria or not. Here's one that's 5 lines long.
Oh.
Clouds form, there is a hunger in the air. Guitar in hand, play for me, passion is strong, waiting to feel the release. And then there are others that are just funny. But they're about the haiku contest themselves.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there's this one, because he had a midnight deadline, and so this person wrote, in the nick of time, I tried to make a haiku all before midnight. And it's like, yeah, good job, but, like, that's not gonna win, because it's not, I mean, it's about the contest, it's not about modern love, so. Anyways.
Okay, so as we mentioned earlier, if you have an idea for a haiku, and hopefully, you know, it's funny, please call in and let us know. When we do the call-in segment, we'll tell you what the new phone number is, but we'll get to that in just a bit. You're listening to Taekwondo, The Shame Chronicles. We'll be right back.